Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening into another episode of the IKG, or the I'ma Keep Going podcast, powered by the Ingolio Company. My name is Eric, of course, and as always, I am forever grateful. You could have been anywhere else, y'all, but you decided to be here, and I thank you for that. I'm truly grateful. So before we get into the reason for the podcast episode today, I do want to kind of go over a couple of things. One, as always, go to ingolio.com. There you can check out some of my previous podcast episodes as well as my short films. Quiet Time is still climbing, y'all, and I'm grateful for that. And you can also go to endelia.co. That's E-N-D-E-L-E-A.co. That is my apparel line. I like to call it Inspire Clothing because it's dedicated to those people who are going through shit and they need to keep going. So these clothes or these garments can be a reminder of you needing to keep going. So every time you see it or you look in the mirror, you look at yourself, you see the Endelia, because Endelia is Swahili for to keep going and to progress. So y'all need we always need a constant reminder to keep going. So go to Endelia.co. Definitely check out the apparel. The new collection is dropping pretty soon. So that means that this old one, the camel collection, will be expiring pretty soon within the next few weeks. So definitely go and check it out whenever you get a chance to. But the reason for this podcast episode today, y'all, is because I was having a conversation with my good friend Angie from the Sincerely Angie podcast. And we were talking about some cool stuff. Actually, the intent was to talk about finances and money, which I'll be featured on her podcast coming up pretty soon. And we'll be talking about money, and we're talking about finances and how you can manage your money and how you can still be financially successful in these wacky times, I guess you can call it. But before we started talking about that, we kind of got on the topic of fragrances and stuff like that. It was just a little one-off topic while we were prepping for our interview, and we ended up talking about that for almost 30 minutes about fragrances and some of the best ones that I think are out right now, some of the best ones she likes and some new discoveries she found. And I said, yo, we should actually put this on the podcast because why not? So I do want to continue to reiterate that this was a very impromptu episode. It wasn't even supposed to be a conversation about this because, again, we were talking about finances, but you can definitely get something out of this, y'all. If you are searching for that particular scent or that particular fragrance that you're trying to find out about, because it's the spring and the summertime coming up, y'all. So you definitely don't want to be out here smelling all funky and stuff. So we dropped some really good names, some really inexpensive names, and we also discuss layering as well. So definitely something worth checking out, y'all. Be on the lookout for her episode on finances coming pretty soon, featuring myself. But for right now, I do want y'all to take a listen to this particular episode, this impromptu episode of the Ooh, I Like This Smell series that I have. So this is part three of Ooh, I Like This Smell, featuring Angie Mitchell.
So happy Sunday. How's your day going so far?
You know, it is going well. I'm actually about to get some stuff done. I'm about to press some shirts up and everything over here. And I am about to, I have another podcast, you know, the one that I do, the BS Baddies. We're meeting up at 3 today. So I will leave here around maybe 2 and go get that started. And after that, I'm just coming back home and chilling and relaxing.
Okay, gotcha.
What about you?
I am going to go to Sephora. There is a brand there by Huda Beauty called K Alley. It's perfume.
K-Alley? Oh yeah, K Alley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they said that those are good for layering. So I'm trying to get into layering now. So that's my newest obsession, is to try and layer my scents to see if they last long or if it makes it more potent or it smells better or whatever like that. So I really want to try one because this girl who I trust on YouTube, I trust her judgment because whatever she said so far has been, and if I purchased it or used it, it's been on point. So I'm like, I trust her judgment when she said that I think it's either the vanilla or the cherry that she wears faithfully. And I'm like, Well, if she says she wear it and she like it, she usually likes the pretty decent one. So, well, so I'm going to go get a Discovery set from there so I don't have to wait for shipping and everything, because I want to kind of wear it during the week of my birthday. So,
right. Well, let me co-sign that, because I have the...
Oh, and you knew the name. Kayleigh, I love it. Yeah.
I have the Burning Cherry one. And when I tell you, I
think that's the one she had.
Yeah, I get absolute compliments on that one. The vanilla one, I don't know too much about that one, but I know the reason why I got the Burning Cherry one is because it is very, very, very similar to Tom Ford's Electric Cherry. There's a new one that Tom Ford just came out with called Electric Cherry. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very, it's, you wouldn't even tell the difference. That's how close it is. It's very similar to Tom Ford's Lost Cherry, but it's extremely similar to his new one, which is called Burning Cherry. Electric Cherry.
Okay.
But that's the reason why I got it. And it's really inexpensive. It's like, I don't know, I bought the small one. It was like $24, maybe $22, mm-hmm. or something like that. But they do have the Discovery sets over there as well. So yeah, I will definitely co-sign. Now, I will tell you this, the Burning Cherry one, I don't know if it's good for layering. I'll be honest with you, because it's pretty potent, and it lasts for a long time too. It lasts for a long time, but it's definitely something worth getting though.
And well, when I, for her, she only used, it's like a burgundy or maroon colored bottle. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's the Burning Cherry, or maybe it's cherry. But I saw another girl in a video. She said that she used her Kayleigh with something else, And I was like, okay, so I'll try it. And I said I had been wanting to get it, but I hadn't smelled it. And I went to Sephora yesterday, but that Sephora didn't have the Discovery set for me to smell, nor did they have the bottles itself. So I don't even know what the price point on it was. And I went to Huda Beauty site, tongue twister, but I couldn't... I didn't want to go from there. I said I would prefer to go to the store and smell it. So I'm going to try a different Sephora and see how that works. But yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
No, it's definitely worth it. I will say, like I say, I have the Burning Cherry one. And there was another one, too, that they just came out with. I can't remember the name of it, but it just came out. And that one smells so good, too.
Is it a greenish color or something? Because I've been seeing it now that I've been talking about it.
Yeah,
I think it's something
color.
Avocado, or maybe it's cucumber or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I've been seeing it more now that I've been talking about it. But yeah.
Right. It smells really good. I want to try it. I haven't. Well, no, it smells really good. The new one that they came out with. I just didn't get it because I had already had so many of them to go with.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been kind of on that lately. And to be honest with you, though, Angie, I kind of slowed down a little bit with my purchases. But I was at a store the other day, right? One of my stores for my job. And we're going to get to what we got to get to. But wait, do we have to give an intro or no? We just roll with it.
Oh, you said this going on my channel, right?
Yeah, it's going on your
channel. Look at me, my channel, my podcast. No, I'll do an intro when we're ready.
Okay. So please be sure to add this in there too, because they need to talk. They need to know about smell good stuff too now. But I went into a store Friday, one of my stores, one of my convenience stores that I go into. And I was talking to a guy about a new program that we're coming out with and everything. And I looked over to the left and I saw that he had a fragrance by Byredo. Now, if you don't know about Byredo, it's an independent house, it's a niche house or whatever, and they just got bought by L'Oreal, I think, probably within the last year or so. I think either L'Oreal or Estee Lauder just bought them. I think it's L'Oreal. Definitely you can fact check it or anything, but I went in I've been hearing a lot about Byredo, and I had one as a tester, and I was like, okay, well, let's try this one out or whatever. And I think I had already told you this story the other day through text. And I was like, let me try it out or whatever, whatever. And he was like, yeah, you can definitely check it out or whatever. And it's called 11th Hour. Yo, when I tell you, you know, if you listen to some of my previous podcasts or whatever, I've talked about the, like the commodity ones, and I've talked about the, Histoire de Parfums, This is not a blue bottle, and you know how I was saying, these are all like amazing fragrances or whatever. This one is absolutely perfect for spring, summer. It is,
oh really,
by far one of the best fragrances I've smelled. By far.
Wow.
It's called 11th Hour. And then he had another one called Slow Dance, which it smells really good too. The Slow Dance one was, I would probably say the Slow Dance is my favorite of the two, because I sprayed the 11th Hour on, and I had the Slow Dance on a tissue. And he was like, yo, he said, yeah, the Slow Dance one is the one for like the nights, like when you got to go out and you got to smell good or whatever. And it's not this strong, but the Slow Dance is my favorite one overall. But that 11th Hour though, by far, it's one of the best I've ever smelled ever. Like one of the best spring summer fragrances I've ever smelled. And it's like clean.
Wow.
And that's when he said about the layering. He was like, yeah, you use this to layer it. And remember, I was telling you that I had on my Whiff of a Waffle Comb by Imaginary Authors. I had that one on already. And so I sprayed this on top of it. And it increased the scent of the Whiff of Waffle Comb. It was super, super, it was like a super sweet and seductive type fragrance or whatever. So it's definitely Byredo. If you get a chance, go to Byredo site. I personally don't go to the sites. I always like to try them out first. So I go to Decant X, which I've talked about there before. And you can buy the little small decanters for like $10, $15, $20 or whatever. And it's more than enough to last you for at least a good 100, 200 sprays easily.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely worth it. So I bought the 11th Hour one from Decant X. It was like $20 for the atomizer and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, let me get that one. And the Slow Dance one. And I also looked into getting Eccentric Molecule, which we're talking about specific fragrances for layering. And I read that Eccentric Molecule is another one that's really, really good. It's by itself, it's, very basic, very clean, very basic or whatever. But it has an ingredient called ISOE Super. And that ingredient is an enhancer. So what you do is, and it actually mimics or it enhances whatever your body chemistry is. So if you're wearing it by itself, then you're going to smell more like your normal self. But if you're actually wearing it with something else, then you will spray, then it will enhance whatever it is that you're wearing. So for instance, if you go get the KLE, the Burning Cherry, and you get like something to layer it with, like the Eccentric Molecule 01 or the 11th Hour by Byredo, it's going to actually increase the potency of it and enhance the scent. And sometimes it'll actually make it smell like something completely different, which is still more luxurious, So yeah, right. Definitely.
Okay. Wow.
I know I went on a whole 5-8 minute tangent just now.
But
about
no,
this,
it's legit a science to it. And I really had chilled out on buying it. I think the last thing that I had purchased was last year. And when I did I Want You by Jimmy Choo.
Yeah.
And I went to Macy's yesterday to see if I could find anything. And then I ended up at Sephora and I got a discovery size set of Burberry Her and then Perfect by Marc Jacobs, just so that I can see if those are things that I want to kind of layer with or if I want to wear them alone, because I have enough of the, I guess, the commercial, the big name
designer. Yeah, ones,
And I'm not the one that's going to spend the $300 and $400 on one bottle. So it's like, let me see what I can do with what I can do it with, like what I'm willing to spend on it. So that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm not getting back into buying big bottles like I have, because I have the ones that I have, I legit love them. Like, and it's like a good 5 solid ones that I love. So I'm going to stick with those. But I do also want to see, like, on a regular day, not just a going out day or a date night or something like that. What can I spray on that makes me feel either sexy or professional or fun and flirty? Like, those type of feels.
Right. And here's the beauty of it. A lot of people don't really understand there is a science to, to fragrances and to what you wear and how you wear them and stuff like that, because it is truly a representation of who you are, right? You don't want to go somewhere smelling like hot trash garbage, or smelling like normal, which again, to some people, obviously they are allergic to perfumes and fragrances. I get that, but at the end of the day, you want to at least have something. I feel, my dad always told me this, like, always smell good, because that's a lot of times what people remember you by. They remember you based on what you smell. They may forget how you look. They may forget all this other stuff or whatever. But if you smell good, it immediately opens up something in their memory banks about, you know, something that may, that they may have smelled in the past, or, you know, someone that they may have wanted to reconnect with or whatever. So always smell good. And that is why I went on this whole kick. And I want to say last year, maybe going into this year, I went into this whole fragrance quick kick or whatever, because it was just, I want to smell good, you know? And so, and right now will be the perfect time to buy some stuff, you know? Again, I am not affiliated with Decant X or anything like that, but I use them a lot because they do have a lot of different fragrances, different niche houses and stuff, which, oh, by the way, if you get a chance, go to Ulta. Ulta has, which I was shocked by this one, but when I smelled it, I was like, okay, I can rock with this one. Billie Eilish. One. And
really?
Billie Eilish 1 and 2. They smell, the first one is super sweet, like a sweet, not necessarily a cotton candy, but more like a, I don't know, it's, I can't really say bubblegum. But it's more, it's on the sweet side. So it'll lean more on the feminine side or whatever. But the Billie Eilish 2, that one just came out not too long ago, and it's now available at Ulta. That one is more of the oak moss, you know, more of the darker scent. You know, that one leans, it leans more masculine or whatever. They're both unisex, obviously. But it reminded it reminded me of when you said that you liked the oak by moss by Commodity. It's somewhat similar to that. You know, the chemistry of it is somewhat similar to that, or the DNA, I should say. And it smells really, they smell really good, and they're not that expensive either. I want to
I'm looking now. Macy's is showing $52. Ulta is showing $52. Then there's the travel size for $26.
Definitely
at Ulta and at Macy's. So
It's definitely worth looking into the Billie Eilish 1 and 2. The one is a gold bottle and the two is a black bottle, but it's definitely worth looking into. 100%. 100%. Look at us talking about stuff.
That, and well, you know that, you know, but the listeners don't know, but I went to a perfume class or a fragrance class 2 weeks ago, and I was able to make my own scent. And just kind of get a little bit, they don't give you too much, but they give you a little bit of a backstory on fragrance and how to make it. And going through that whole price process, I think really reignited that
feeling.
Yeah. And then, you know, like when I was trying on at Macy's yesterday, and as I was going throughout the mall and I'm buying stuff and moving my hand, and I would smell something and I would just smile because I'm like, oh, it smells so good on me. Like, I like the way that smells. Like, I'm passing my arm over my face and moving it, and I'm like, oh, that smells so good. Like, so yeah, I love that feeling of just, you know, you walk by and you smell good, or you smell yourself and you smell good, and somebody's like, oh, what do you have on? And girl, oh, I like that scent. You told me about this and I went and got that or something. I love it. It's a great feeling. And I guess that's what happens when you get in, become an adult. Because I mean, when I, as a woman or a female, I was younger, you know, we did the body mist and the body sprays and stuff. You had maybe a bottle or two of perfume, but it wasn't anything that you knew the science behind it or the chemistry behind it, or, you know, you were really into it. It was popular, so you got it. But now you're doing it more so. Not you, I guess I could say you, but now we're doing it more so because there's a feeling that you get from smelling good. And also that you learn about your body chemistry with certain scents, and, oh no, that doesn't last longer. That doesn't smell good on me. It smells good on other people, but I don't like it on me, or something like that. So I like that. I love that.
Right. Right. And that's the, again, you hit the nail on the head, right? Because as we were younger, we're looking at the idea of, well, you know, we just want to smell good, or we'll follow whatever the trends are when it comes to what other people are wearing. Like, you know, Acqua di Gio, Issey Miyake, you know, for the ladies, Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue and all that stuff, or whatever, you know, and which are, you know, still pretty decent, pretty good fragrances when you think about it. But But and you and like you said, a lot of Bath and Body Works, a lot of Victoria's Secrets, like body mm-hmm. sprays and body mists and things like that, or whatever, you know, or lotions, fragrant lotions and things like that. And you know, you don't really, I don't believe. Well, in my generation, when I was younger, in my 20s and, you know, mid to late 20s or whatever, I wasn't really looking at it like that, looking at fragrances mm-hmm. like that. It wasn't until maybe around my mid to late 30s is when I started like actually taking more of a surgical approach when it comes to fragrances and smelling good or whatever, because you don't want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with wearing the same thing over and over every day at all.
Mm-hmm.
People who do it, hey, do your thing, dog. I, you know, do you. But to me, I do believe fragrances are nothing more, or actually very, it's an extension of whatever you're wearing for the day, or your feeling or your mood for the day. So that's why mm-hmm. I have like, you know, I have several of them to choose from. And going back to what you said about when you designed your own fragrance, you know, that is something that is, when you think about it, that's a very cool thing to do as well, because you want to be able to say, this is a one of one, right? Nobody else has mm-hmm. this. Nobody else has this or whatever. You can buy from me, but nobody else has it. So it's definitely, and then that also gives you the opportunity to know more about what your style is or what your signature is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the same thing. I went to, which by the way, I got to go to the place that you said too. It's Tijon.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going there to check it out or whatever, because the beauty of that is you get to smell different types, and you know, the one that you resonate more with is the one that you can actually pick and go with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went a different approach. I did the same thing. I ended up creating a signature, try to create a signature scent of the things that I like the most, and I went to a website called Me Fragrance. And it actually gives you several, lots of choices or whatever in regards to blends and things like that and what to choose from. And so I ended up getting one, and I'll tell you all of the ingredients to it, because when I look back at it, I was like, damn, there's a lot of ingredients that I put in here. But it's, I put honeysuckle, tobacco, amber, which for the people who don't know, amber is more of like a they call it a resin, but it's more like a sweeter, like a sweet woodsy scent type.
Mm-hmm.
Caramel, blackberry, and tonka bean. And tonka bean is another one that's kind of really like a sweet, like a sweet scent or whatever. My signature is sweet. I like sweet fragrances, right? Either sweet mm-hmm. fragrances or tobacco fragrances. I like one of those two the most. And so, I combined all of these together, and when I smelled it, it was like, well, damn, this actually smells really damn good. So I am definitely going to send you some of that also, so you can check it out and everything. And I think you're going to be very surprised at how it smells, because I let one of my buddies, who's a fragrance connoisseur, also smell it. And he was like, and he, mind you, he's a guy where he's very blunt when it comes to like, because he takes it just as serious as I do in terms of like mm-hmm. fragrances and stuff. And he was like, okay, bro, this smells really, really freaking good. He didn't say freaking. He said the other word. He's like,
right.
Oh, this smells really damn good. I'm like, yeah, man, that's me. That's my signature. So definitely. And I am coming out with that pretty soon. It's going to, y'all be on the lookout for that. That's coming soon. But
okay.
My next thing I want to ask you, though, is of all of the fragrances you have in your collection right now, because you have mm-hmm. what, you have quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Which one is your go-to? Which one is you?
Well, I really, really like La Vie Ebelle by Lancome.
Mm-hmm.
I really, 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 really like mm-hmm. that one. And that one more so is like fun and flirty. And it's sexy, but when I wear the YSL, the, is it Lib or Libra?
I'm not sure.
When I wear that, I get just as many compliments as when I wear the La Vie Ebelle. So those are my two favorites. Those are my go-to. And I got Alexander McQueen a couple of years ago as a Christmas gift or birthday gift, one of them. And I didn't really like it at first, but then I sprayed it on me and I started to wear it. And I'm like, oh, I really, really like this. But when at first sniff, like just smelling it, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. But I like that one too. That one seems really grown and sexy.
Right.
Like it just seems real, or even business professional. Like if you were at a conference or something and you smelled somebody, it was not overpowering. It just makes you, oh, they got money or something. You kind of get that feel from that one. But no, it's those two for me. LaVie Herbel and YSL Libre.
Libra,
Those are
yeah.
my go-tos. And then like my everyday one, I have a Kate Spade, and that's the one that I tried to layer yesterday with Coach Dreams, and that one lasted longer than it usually lasts when I layered those two. So, but those are like my everyday kind of fragrance. If I'm going out shopping or going to Walmart or something like that, I'll wear those. But the nighttime and the date night ones are the Libra and the LaVie Herbel.
I didn't even know Kate Spade made a fragrance.
Yeah, she got several of them, and this one is just Kate Spade, and it has a obviously there's a heart at the bottom, but this is the pink bottle.
Okay.
And I know there's a blue one, and I want to say there's like a clear or a ivory colored top. So there's the blue, pink, and then like an ivory or green or something like that. And but the pink one, that was one of my very first, I guess, more expensive things that I had purchased before really getting into it. And that was, I think it was like 60 something dollars, but I had never paid that much for anything like that. So that was
Right.
new for me, and I really like it though. But yeah, what about yourself? Out of all of the ones you have, what is your go-to or what is your favorite?
Well, okay. As
Because
you
I know
were
you have a
talking,
lot.
I have a little bit of a problem, an addiction. Well, I won't even call it an addiction. It's more of an obsession of smelling good. 'Cause like you said, once you start it, you're like, okay, let me keep going. Let me try to figure out something else that I like, And so I would probably say, of the several that I have, the one that sticks out the most for me, okay, so it's kind of a three-way tie, right? Because these three are the ones that I get the most compliments on, and these three are the ones that make me feel really good. Like they do. And it's a combination of like lower expensive ones versus high expensive ones, but they all pretty much are great in their own right. I would think it's a three-way tie. I just got one recently called Tuxedo by YSL. And it's a part of their Privé collection or something like that. It's like a part of their higher end collection. I got the decant, of course, but I tried that one because that one is one that's been like kind of talked about everywhere. And I was like, let me just try it. And when I smelled it, I was like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. This is definitely one. So that one, the second one is, I'm gonna have to go with Portrait of a Lady by Frederick Malle. I have that one as well. Because that one is a really good one too. And but the only thing about Portrait of a Lady is that it's trying to wear it every day for like everyday wear or whatever, it's cool. You can do that, but that one shines the most at night. Like whenever you're going out, like you say, date night, going out a night out of town, like you about to go somewhere fancy and stuff like that or whatever. The Portrait of a Lady is that one. And but my go-to above all of them, the one that I get the most compliments on, would be Moja by or Moja by Marimetta Fragrances. I think I told you about Marimetta once before, right? They have like several different types of it's an indie house. The guy Steven who makes them, he is a good guy. And yeah, I would say Moja by Marimetta is that's my go-to one. That is 100% my go-to one of all three of them, because although all the Tuxedo is really good, because I love the Tuxedo, the Portrait of a Lady is really good, but again, I think that one is more or less for like the evening time or whatever. The Moja is the one that I can actually wear all the time, day or night. It does have a little bit more of a I would say not even a musk scent to it, but it's a really unique smell, and it just like it smells so freaking good. Like that is the one that I get the most compliments on by Marimetta Fragrances, and it's not expensive. It's like last I checked, it was like $60 for it. For a full bottle of it's like $60, and it's worth. First of all, let me say this: his entire line is by all means amazing, right? But he only has like four of them, and I think he has a fifth one coming out. But all four of them I have all four of them, and I get compliments on all of them. And Le Levant is the other one, which is leather, lemon, and vanilla. And you would think that combination would not smell good, but it smells absolutely amazing. It smells like gum, like lemon drops, but it smells really, really freaking good though. So actually, let me change that as I'm thinking about it, because although I love Low Moha, that's my go-to. That's the one I get the most compliments on. The one that makes me feel the best of all of them is Le Levant. It just smells so good, and it's so unisex. A man can wear it, a woman can wear it, anybody can wear it. It just smells so good. The lemon, the leather, and the vanilla, you would think it doesn't smell good together, but it smells so good together, though. Oh, man, it smells really good together. So,
and I just went, when you mentioned musk, it made me think, because one of the scent, or two of the scents that you mentioned, I put those in my fragrance that I made, which I named it Sincerity by Angie. But musk was one, and amber was one of the scents that I put in mine. But the Kayali scent that the girl had that I was talking about, it's actually musk 12. That's the name of it. So it's more of a caramel color bottle, or the perfume itself is caramel color, or like a, I don't know, it's cream color. It's not clear. It has a little tint to it. So that's the one that I want to try.
Okay.
But you're saying that Burning Cherry is what you have?
Burning Cherry is the one that I have. Yes. Very similar. Okay. Again, very similar to the other one, to Tom Ford's Electric Ford, Cherry. Yeah. And it literally smells the exact same for a fraction of the price.
Oh, okay. And I went to Sephora yesterday because they had Love Don't Be Shy by Killian. Yes. Yo. Love Don't Be Shy. So I went there for that, and I actually got the trial size, which was like $50. Well, I didn't get it. The lady brought it to the register, but then I saw the discovery sets, and I'm like, well, let me get the discovery sets first. So I'm thinking though that when I go to Sephora today, I'm going to get the Love Don't Be Shy, because I heard that is what the bottle itself is expensive, but you know, the regular bottle size, but the travel size, I can spend $50, and I'm not tripping about that. So I'm like, I smelled it and I'm like, this is grown. This is sexy. Like, you know, so I don't know. So what's your thoughts are on it? You've smelled it?
I've smelled Love. Yeah. First and foremost, By Killian is an amazing house, right? They have some really good ones. They have one called, my friend wears this one all the time. What is it called? Is it called Angel Share? I think is what it is. Angel Share is one of the ones my friend Ayana wears all the time. She told me what it was. I can't remember, but I know Angel Share. I've smelled Angel Share before, and it smells really good, right? Love Don't Be Shy is one. Princess is another one that they have, which smells so freaking good. It's called Princess. Or you don't have to have a prince. You don't have to marry a prince to be a princess. I think it's a long name of it or whatever. But it's called, but mainly it's known by Princess. That's a really good one. Gotcha. There's another one called, and this is one I was actually going to pick up. It was called Black Widow. Crap. What is it called? Hold on. I'm on the site now. It's called, Good Girl Gone Bad is another one that's really good too. But it is called Black Phantom. That's what it is. That one. They have that. And Straight to Heaven is another one too. That's a really good one. But yeah, Black Phantom is my favorite one. Black Phantom is my favorite one. And, Straight to Heaven is another one of my favorites. Love Don't Be Shy is the one, apparently that's the one that everybody talks about, that Rihanna was the one who kind of made that one popular, because that's what she used to wear all the time before, you know, she came out with the Fenty line or whatever. But, you know, she would always use that one, the Love Don't Be Shy. So that one, if they have the Discovery set, and if they
I'm looking at it now, they do.
They have the Discovery set? Okay.
Yes, at Sephora.
Which ones are in the Discovery set?
It is Angel Cher, Good Girl Gone Bad, Love Don't Be Shy, Straight to Heaven, and Black Phantom.
Please give me one of those. Please, because they are very difficult to find here. I'm in Texas. I'm in Dallas. They are very difficult to find, the travel size. And I will send you the money for it, because that thing there, that Angel Share, that the Love Don't Be Shy is good, but that Black Phantom and that Straight to Heaven. Oh, man.
And I don't know if you know of Joe Malone as well, but I just found out about Joe Malone.
I love Joe Malone. That's another one.
Just found out about Joe Malone.
Yeah, that is another one that is very, it's a very, very, very good line, very good house. The cool thing about Joe Malone is it's all about the layering with Joe Malone. That's in fact what they recommend that you do. They recommend that you layer the one, that you layer those together. Definitely look into Joe Malone as well. And if you get a chance, see, I have Saks down there, but I don't know how bad the traffic is out there or whatever. Because I know Saks has, last I remember, Saks had Byredo. If you get a chance, you can go check them out. It's definitely worth. Now, the prices are kind of up. The prices are up there. I ain't gonna say kind of. The prices are up there, but it is worth it. And, you know, and these are all indie houses, right? These are all niche brands and stuff like that, because I'm focused. I like niche houses, indie houses, or independent houses and stuff. The designer houses are cool and everything, but I like, and you know, and only certain designers are really good. Like Tom Ford, I think, has some really, really, really great fragrances to go with. Who else? I think YSL can make some really good ones too. Chanel has some really good ones, but you know, but as far as like actual indie brands and stuff, that's me all day. That's why I got the commodity. But look, we didn't spend damn near 30 minutes just talking about
30
this
minutes I know on man this and it we haven't even scratched the surface, but I know you have to go, so we're gonna cut the sense here and we're gonna get into money real quick so that we can get that out the way and we can revisit it again if you know when you get time.
Yes, 100%. So let me what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang this up real quick, and then I'm going to, because it'll end in like 3 minutes, so I'm gonna hang it up, okay, and then I'm gonna get you another one, and then you just join the second one real quick. Give me about 2 minutes.
Perfect. All righty.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.